Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
G'day, I'm Evan, and welcome to Gaming Gaming Game. Joining me on the show this week, it's Naomi Higgins.
What's up? Where is Kate and where is Shelley? Two questions I want answered by the end of this show.
Who's Shelley?
Talk about later.
Is she related to Kate?
Intrigue, yes.
Intrigue?
I don't know. It's, you don't get it. Just move on.
I don't get it. Grace Jarvis is here.
Hello, I'm here. I don't know who Shelley is, but that's what I would name a pet tortoise if I had one.
Good. So. And Scout Foxall.
Hello.
You surely know who Shelley is.
I don't know who Shelley is.
Yeah. Who's Shelley?
For real, Shelley Duvall?
Shelley Miscavige.
What? Oh,
Mary
Scientologist lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The leader of Scientology's wife. Oh. Okay. Hasn't been seen.
Oh.
It's true.
In a very, very long time.
I'll back Naomi up on that one.
Right.
It's true.
Over a decade now?
She is.
Well, to be honest,
we don't know where she is, and I didn't know who she was.
I would expect that more from Scientology than just the royal family, you know?
Well, that tells me that you have a lot to learn.
Okay.
Crazy nervous.
With, you know, with Kate's photo, the like doctored photo, I looked at it. And I couldn't, it looked fine.
Her hands were too big, I thought.
To begin with, it looks fine, but if you look closely, there's little mistakes.
But like,
yeah, there's literally like a seam where they've clearly cut and pasted a picture. It's like a...
Seriously?
Unless
yeah, like it was on MS Paint. What she looks like.
Was it that bad? I just think I've got no awareness of how photo editing works because I was like, that looks like a nice picture of a woman with three children.
Oh, if you don't look closely, you know,
Scout's
it's fine.
Getting tricked by AI.
She did have, it wasn't AI.
No,
this is what people don't understand.
But
they're like, why'd that kid's hand look weird? Kids' hands look weird. They're always doing
that
this.
That was regular. That was like, it was like the two...
Yeah, it was like crossing
his shocker.
Fingers. That's fine.
He was doing a gang sign, so it was cultural appropriation. But like, other the actual thing was fine.
Yeah.
Trust the royal family.
I do worry about your ability to identify AI.
I do too.
It's, yeah.
Sometimes I really struggle on those captures, like... Is this a rabbit or is this...
I failed one of those today.
Evan, I fail them all the time.
Because you're a robot.
I fail them all the time when it's just like...
No.
Click on all the traffic lights. And
I overthink it.
And then they're like, no, wrong. And I'm like, I clicked on them.
I've never failed a single captcha in my life.
Really?
And I want you guys to know that. I can click on all the traffic lights just fine.
No, but I had to like rotate a watering can to face the same way as a hand.
Yeah.
That was pointing.
Okay, they're getting complex.
And I kind of misread the thing because I'm like, oh, well, I'll rotate it so that their hand is next to the handle of the watering can.
There's a lot of explanation for why you're not a robot. I interpreted it like a human.
Me thinks the robot doth protest too much. I fail tests like that all the time just in life, though, because I can't tell if people are drunk ever. Like, sometimes people will be like, I was so wasted last night, and I'm like, really? We had a full conversation. I would have let you drive. Like, don't trust me with anything.
Well, that's crazy.
I have no idea. I can't figure it out.
You can smell it on people.
I can't, apparently. I'm bad at it.
Hey, this week we're talking about Helldivers 2, but first, what do you think of this? Video game graphics have come a long way in the past few decades, but NPCs, bots, and AI teammates haven't progressed nearly as much. Well, Google's DeepMind research group is working on an AI model designed to help you out by interpreting what you tell it to do and navigating the game environment.
I don't enjoy the phrase Google DeepMind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not encouraging, is it?
It's not good. That sounds
really giving,
post-apocalyptic for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 quick hack.
They're going to inject something in your neck.
No, that's the real thing that Grace yeah. was telling me about.
You did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not...
The future.
How do you think yeah. of that?
No, that's Google
Naomi...
Deep Throat.
Yeah. Hey!
Naomi,
you feel good about that?
I don't feel good about that at all.
Good about that.
Naomi picked me up from the hospital yesterday because I had to have a neck injection and I thought I could get a cab home and they were like, you can't. Mm. So I had to message like 8 people to be like, can someone who doesn't have a job come and pick me up?
Okay, what the fuck? Why would you say that? Why would you do that?
You have a job, it's just nighttime based.
I don't have a job. Okay. I'd like a job. If anyone has anything, they can. I can do it, and they'll give me money.
Yeah, same.
Don't say it. No, I get first dibs after that.
Okay, Naomi gets first dibs, but I'm second.
This is what I get for caring for my friend yeah. Grace in her time of need.
Yeah, I did have a neck injection, but they didn't put a chip in me. Is the important part.
You don't know that. So I don't know that, actually.
It's not helping you navigate in-game environments.
No. If anything, I would
Seamless
say it's making pivot. It worse.
Hey, wait. Didn't they do the first brain chip?
Yeah, they put a chip
yeah.
in a
Neuralink.
Monkey.
Neuralink did that.
Did they do that in a human?
They've put it in a human. Yes. Wait, have they put it in a human?
Yes.
It's killed monkeys.
I heard they like, recently
you know
put
what?
It in a human.
They went from killing monkeys to human trials.
Human so far alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good news.
Yeah. But I just like...
We only have Elon's word on that.
But who... Yeah, we do, yeah.
Do we know anything about that person? In
well, we don't know if Kate is alive either. So, you know, we're really relying on
got chipped.
Mouth.
She got
do you think Kate
chipped.
Got Neuralink?
Chipped.
She got the Neuralink. Well, I mean, we know she likes to do photo editing. You know, she's probably really into tech.
Maybe. She's got a ways to go.
She definitely does, based on that photo that she edited.
Can I ask a question about
yes.
this? So is this designed to be like... You're in a co-op game and you get an AI guy to like you're playing Rust uh-huh. and you get an AI guy to just mine stone. Is that
yeah,
the idea?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that they're trying to train this to do. And I think it's still right. early days. They're not having like a good success rates, but they're kind of getting there.
Really? That seems like it's not a hard thing to do.
Well, because what they're trying to do is train this in a very broad way. At full speed, so it means that the machine, the AI model, the computer running it, needs to be able to analyze a game running at like 30 frames per second, like analyze that visual, understand what's going on, and understand what the input's doing, and it's quite a lot, like quite complicated to try and to interpret that. It's not like, it's not diving into the game's code or interfacing with the game in that way.
Okay,
it's doing it purely as like a visual.
So they don't have any like back end act. They're just putting a thing in the game and being like, play it.
Yeah, like they're basically okay. sending.
Yeah, they have a gun in AI.
the AI gun.
Because surely, because obviously, you know, there's like CPU players or NPCs and stuff in games that can do that, and that's very easy.
Yeah, this feels like they could have just stuck with that. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean,
I think what they're trying to do is create something that is completely game agnostic. It can work in any game because it's trained in a way that. It doesn't have to interact with the code of the game. It can just interact with the game like a human would.
Much like the monkeys.
And complete the same tasks. What were the monkeys doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never been on the show when there were two people who knew the lingo thrown.
I don't know. Saying back end doesn't mean I know the lingo.
You said
that's enough lingo.
You said root or mine or something. I got thrown.
Grace,
co-op.
Last time.
Co-op.
Last not sometime. Grace didn't know that you were supposed to press WASD to play a game.
I think that's not standard. I did the arrows.
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty, it's been that way for a
It's been that
years.
Way for literally so long.
Look, I'm a Pokemon gal.
Aww. Pokemon's not
fine.
At all shocked by that revelation.
That's my
oh,
area.
You love woodland animals and you're autistic?
Yeah.
Tell me more about your Pokemon.
Do you like Animal Crossing?
Not so much.
Stardew Valley?
I do love Stardew Valley.
Yeah, we got a Stardew Valley guy on our hands.
Shout out to autism.
at least 3 out of 4 diagnoses on this table.
Currently,
Evan, have you got one?
Not officially, but Naomi keeps telling me that there's something.
I didn't say anything like that. I just said, any bet, if you look at home videos, you'll be on your tippy toes.
I didn't realize the tippy toes thing was a thing, and then I asked my mom about it randomly the other day, and she was like, oh yeah, we just thought you were trying to be a princess.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I was like, yeah, an autistic princess. They're real.
I have a joke in my stand-up about how I was a toe walker and my dad, who is an army veteran, just gave me some really heavy boots.
That's too very, that's like army family, weigh you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-army family, like, just let her be a princess.
And he would walk along beside me on the footpath and he would go heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. And now sometimes I'll be walking along the footpath as an adult and be going heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. It's a lot of stuff. I got diagnosed because during the lockdown I forgot how to make eye contact. And everyone was, I was like, you guys know how we're all forgetting how to make eye contact? And everyone was like, no. And I was like, right. That is a skill that was meticulously taught to me by a musical theatre instructor.
This seems like a more advanced, sorry.
Evan pivoting back. Rules. I love it. Ignore those social cues, Evan. Let's get us back on track with the plan.
We've got a lot to get through.
Yeah,
we do. We've got to talk about this.
We've got to get through all this.
So is the idea that it is meant to test games, or it's meant to just like help you do games faster? Is this just like speed running guy in my computer?
Is this just like hustle culture, but for enjoyment?
I don't know what the end goal is really.
Why do you want to do your hobbies faster?
You need someone to do the grind.
Yeah. That could be part of it. Like when I was
When
I was playing Cookie Clicker on my phone.
You can't just say that because that was like a decade.
I don't know.
As part of the show, Evan got addicted to Cookie Clicker and he set up a bunch of bots.
I set up a bot on my a backup phone. I set up a phone that was just playing Cookie Clicker as a
so you had to burn a phone.
Yes.
So that you could play Cookie Clicker.
So that, yeah, because with Cookie Clicker, you have to click as much as cookies as you can. And
there was a full year where anytime you'd be talking to Evan, he'd just be going,
you're clicking the cookie.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why am I clicking the cookie when I could set up a phone and just put it on charge and have an app that simulates.
But why don't you, Evan?
Takes away the
Well, I
dopamine.
Don't because it ended up, it. I think it caught me cheating and...
He's banned.
Okay.
Yeah,
It got rid of all his cookies.
It reset all my cookies and I lost everything.
And let that be a lesson.
So maybe that's what'll happen here, I'm not sure.
Yeah, these people are flying too close to the sun.
Is this gonna be cheating?
We already have cheating.
We have aimbots
and stuff. I just don't understand, if you're not enjoying the grind of a game, then don't play it.
Well, here's another thought.
You're so stupid.
I literally don't get it. Like, if you hate an aspect of a game that you are paying for the privilege to do, then just simply don't do it, baby.
To quote that British guy that's culturally important over there, but I can't remember his name.
Louis Theroux.
If it don't Louis feel good, Theroux. What are you doing it for?
Louis C.K.
So.
I think he's American.
Who's that? Jimmy Barnes? No.
Jimmy Barnes?
Who's that guy? They love
British
him.
Angels.
What? What's
Chris,
the guy?
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel?
No, he has a song called Angel. Robbie Williams.
Oh, Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
If it don't feel good, what are you doing it for?
Yeah, for real.
Robbie Williams.
Right.
You cut that together.
I think there's a long-term, the next stage goal of like if you can train, you use games to train AI to be able to explore 3D spaces and interact with stuff, then that can then be transferred over to the real world.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So there might be something there. Yeah.
So we need to stop doing things without knowing what the end goal is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's like, oh yeah, let's make a super powerful AI thing. Like, who knows what it'll get up to?
Well, no. Everyone's just throwing money at AI.
That's all anything ever is.
It's a lot of porn.
War and porn. Yeah.
You guys see that X-Files episode where the computer took over a building and killed everybody?
No. But
that was a warning.
Cool.
Yeah.
A warning.
Not cool.
It was a warning.
A warning.
I've been meaning to watch X-Files. Is it good?
It's really good.
You should watch it.
You should get into it. I saw someone on Twitter say, because like, or the promotional photo shoots from X-Files are horny as fuck. Mm. Just so they're incredible.
And were they fucking?
No, well, they don't. It's like a very, very slow burn. And someone like posted the picture and was like, this show was too sexless for this to be necessary. And everyone was like, X-Files is not sexless. It's like the reason people watched it for so long is because everyone wanted them to fuck so badly.
Yeah. Heard of yearning? It's people love it.
It's all yearning and aliens.
It's the Stephenie Meyer factor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And, Stephanie Meyer. You know.
Who's Stephenie Meyer?
She wrote Twilight.
Twilight.
Oh, right.
Has anyone seen the ContraPoints Twilight video? It's like 3 hours. I don't know if I want to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's that.
Oh, God. You're attached.
Attached.
I nearly died. And this place definitely does not have work up.
Has anyone seen a 3 hour long YouTube video by any chance?
We do have public liability insurance.
I feel like I've got more public liability insurance.
I also have it, so maybe.
Okay, between us, all of us, I'm covered by public liability insurance.
I don't have it.
We also do have work covered, but you're not. You're not an employee. I'm sorry to break it to
you. Well, you think I'm your friend? No, I kid.
I can't remember if this is the controversial opinion or it's not, but I like the Monster of the Week episodes of X-Files the most.
Sometimes. Great, stop veering the conversation back towards X-Files.
No, I like it.
Scully, for like a whole, I think most of season two, she's in a coma because she's was pregnant in real life, so they were like, just put her over there for a second.
just make her sleep.
And then people talk about how it looks like they put fake tits on her because they're so like upright while she's lying down, but apparently that's just how her tits look. So.
Grace.
I'm glad we went on that journey, Grace.
Grace, you get two more veering back to your special interests that have nothing to do with anything. And then you're getting cut off.
Oh dear. Go, Evan.
There's a lot of investment. There's a huge flurry of investment in AI stuff at the moment.
Really?
Yes.
By who?
Everybody. Everybody, not me. But Google.
You?
Microsoft, not me.
Mm.
Not
me.
Meta.
Maybe me.
Apple. All the big companies are investing in AI at the moment because it's such a new field, but there's obviously been a big boom.
It's exciting. It's like Blu-ray, you know?
Like Blu-ray.
It's great. I love it because we'll be able to...
It was.
People were very
interested. Replace the workers,
yeah.
And then you don't have to pay the workers.
Yes.
And then you can keep all the money for yourself.
Yes.
And there's no downsides. So you still get all the money from the public.
Yeah.
Yes. You now don't have any jobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you just have all this money at the top.
Yes.
This
and then all those people, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Starve to death.
Yeah.
Yep.
This
if
happened. I used to work as a court transcriptionist. Both Grace and I worked as court transcriptionists, but
wait, really?
Companies. Yeah.
I want to do that.
Don't do it.
Don't.
It's
really bad. It's so bad.
Wait, you learn the things?
No. We're not a stenographer.
I
don't think they still have those.
I was technically a court monitor, so I just recorded the audio and was like, judge talks now, lawyer talks now.
Whereas I was typing in an office, so they would beam up. And I also did like police files and like evidence and stuff. And so
it's a lot of very harrowing TV.
Yeah, it's like true crime in your ears all the time. But
they, and then heaps of rape.
They got so much rape.
Yeah.
But they got AI to start generating our stuff, and like there was no worker protection in place. But there was like no worker protection in place. And so all the AI was generating stuff, and then everyone got paid less to edit the AI, but we would have to type it all out again because it was trained for American voices, so it couldn't detect any Australian words or like Australian towns or anything. So the whole thing would be totally garbled. So it's like a nightmare of just trying to like edit when you could have just typed it and it would have been quicker in the first place. Anyway,
People don't realize that
they were like,
much of
we don't
the
need
writers.
Casuals anymore, and I lost my job.
That's what the writer strike was really about.
Mm.
When they said AI writers, they're like, AI can't replace writers. It's like, no. But you can say first draft written by AI, and then you just do a run over it.
Well, I went to see the movie Argyle the other day.
This is true.
Go. No, we don't know that it's not relevant.
I'm pretty sure I paid $20 to see an AI-generated movie.
That's relevant. That's
it was fucking insane.
Is that about a cat?
Pardon?
Is that about the cat?
There is a cat.
Okay.
It's like a spy writer, like her stories start coming to life. And then
this action comedy action film thing, right?
Yeah. There was a burdensome number of twists.
One time for fun.
I was bored by
the
number
of
twists. There was, it was just twist after twist after twist.
Right.
And at one point, she ice skates with...
Okay, this is starting to veer.
This is veering.
With, like, Grace, knives you, on her
Grace,
boots
you can't
in
do,
crude oil.
I'm just worried that for the next 3 hours, you're going to give us stream of consciousness.
Oh, my God.
And I need you to just focus just 10%.
It was wild, man.
I, So do you think this sort of thing will result in... we won't be able to play games anymore because all the game playing will be done by AI?
Do you think... Well,
surely that can't be the point.
Well, I don't think that's the point.
It could be. When are we going to give the AI rights?
It's a very long
I don't think AI should have...
Be careful what you say.
Rights.
Have you heard of that thing?
No.
That Grimes and Elon Musk bonded over? Because I heard about it.
No.
What?
Do you guys know when I... Someone say in the chat what it is.
Is there child AI?
I'd say... No. What?
I don't... I'm trying to...
Is there child AI?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying
to... Yeah, their child doesn't exist. Guys, what's that thing? It's the something razor something.
Someone said
Occam's razor?
No, Rocco's basilisk, yeah.
What?
Basilisk, yeah.
Hmm?
It's this theory that, and I couldn't carry the way, but it's like AI is going to take over and then it's going to destroy anyone who was against its creation. Which
oh,
is
I
why
see.
I,
that's the X-Files episode. I'm on point. I just like to say everything I've brought up has been relevant.
So I'm not... against it.
Right, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is the same mentality of people who apologize to vacuums when they bump them. They're like, when the uprising comes, we're going to be fine because I was polite. And your silence will not protect you.
No.
That's bell hooks. And that's that on that.
Honestly, I'd rather just be taken down by a vacuum than pretend I was pro the vacuum uprising.
Yeah.
I think
just
vacuums are great.
Just take me out. I'm not psyched about living now. Like, I can't.
When
it's
whenever
like,
people...
dating apps are always like, what's your zombie apocalypse plan? And I'm like...
Oh, no, wait, Grace, I'm so sorry. But it was that they will, like, somehow create a version of you and then torture them forever.
Right, okay, so it's like the...
So it's not
AI,
like...
AI, but worse.
Yeah.
It's not like you get choked out by a Roomba. Although,
I don't know how...
I don't. Maybe I also
if it,
don't.
It would have to be,
you'd have to be lying down, and there'd have to be two of them, and they both have to drive around and then back round.
The
Roomba's
like,
no,
the
please,
thumb Dyson. They do the dirty work. They're like,
no, they're
grunts.
Like the little scouts.
Yeah, yeah, getting there.
You're just describing Wall-E.
Wall-E could choke me out any day.
Great film.
Also,
love story.
The thing with like. What do you think's going to happen first, AI uprising or climate change apocalypse?
Climate change apocalypse.
Yeah, so I don't know that we have to worry about
it. I feel like the AI uprising could cause the climate change apocalypse.
No, the AI uprising solves the climate change apocalypse.
No, neither of those.
I'm not sure they're helping, for sure.
Because AI is...
AI's run off servers, which is...
Yeah, it's consuming a huge amount of... Yeah, that's what I mean. The rise in AI is certainly not going to help the climate issue,
Rococo.
Unless AI can come up with some great climate solutions.
Mr. Rococo Basilisk.
In a way of self-preservation.
I don't agree with
Rococo.
This at all.
What?
I'm talking to my friend Rococo Basilisk.
Rococo!
I don't agree with them at all.
Rococo,
I think you're cool.
Rocher.
I think you're great, and I think we should support you.
You think the theory is great?
Huh?
Take me out now. It's already too warm.
I'm not talking to you. You
my thighs
robot.
Are so sweaty.
Pissed.
I'm not a robotist.
Oh, my word.
I love robots.
I know.
I love vacuums.
That's the only robot you
name
know.
A second vacuum. Name a second robot.
That's very like, I love gay people. I love my hairdresser.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one I know of. And we chat all the time.
I don't have any. I'm very neutral towards my hairdresser.
Evan has the vibe of...
Did you vote yes?
Yes.
Which time?
To which one?
Exactly. Both? I didn't specify which fucking referendum.
Both.
Interesting.
One of them was the plebiscite.
Yeah, one of them wasn't even.
Oh, okay. You want to well actually know my people? Interesting.
You're...
I voted yes.
Your people?
Yeah. The gays.
Okay, just checking.
The homosexuals.
I'm bi, so that's like the one thing that I am one foot in the door, you know?
What?
You could take me either way.
Maybe we should move on. Should we move on?
I don't think Grace is fully lucid. I'm concerned.
You picked me up from the hospital yesterday. I've got out of
I know, state. And you were fucked.
It's not my best.
You didn't even know. Today I saw Grace and she goes, did you get your haircut?
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, today? I was like, no. No.
Not my best work coming out of anesthetic.
Jesus.
The neck injection is for PTSD, but I got my PTSD in hospitals.
We're not talking about...
So it's kind of hard to establish if it works because you wake up in the bad place. Anyway.
Helldivers 2 is a...
co-op
bug shooting game that landed last month and became a surprise hit. Let's take a look at the trailer.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
That was a look at the trailer for Helldivers 2.
It can be digressed.
Last week, thank you for tidying up the desk.
We started so suddenly.
I'm sorry. Last week I said that I thought Fight Crab 2 would be funnier than Helldivers 2, but I was quite wrong about that. And I think it's quite big of me to admit that. Helldivers 2 is actually pretty funny.
I didn't play it.
You didn't play it.
There are a couple of lines that I was like, that. There's a bit where it said, use stims to heal injuries. And as an autistic person, I was like, yes.
Do you have
although
autism?
Sometimes the stims create the injuries.
Yeah, that's the, I've also got hypermobile joints, so the hand flapping is a risk. But there was also a bit that was like...
hand flapping, that's your special ability in any kind of game setting. Just like,
oh, it's not my ability, but I will do it. If you stress me out enough, I'll flap.
When's
I'll take off.
I sometimes flap out of joy.
Like yeah,
I
saw quite there's a good, two kinds, yeah, for sure. I'm much distressed. But the other thing was that they were like, we will send reinforcements if it's in the budget. Mm. And as my dad was in the army, and that is very accurate to the vibe. It's a lot of, we need 10 soldiers here, 10 soldiers here, and 10 soldiers here, and it's like, we only have 20. So how many do you want?
Well, you know, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Marshalling your resources and stuff.
Yeah.
Can I ask Grace a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thanks, Evan. Does your dad play any computer games, like shooters or anything?
I think he did at some point, yeah.
Did he... Was he kind of like, okay, well, that's not realistic? Or was he like, yeah, this rules?
It's hard to say. Well, he's a helicopter pilot, so...
Did he ever play a helicopter simulator?
I don't know. Okay. Well, he does. He has to do a helicopter simulator for work. He has to go to Norway every few years.
For simulator thing?
Yeah, the simulator for the helicopter that he flies is in Norway.
You've got to refresh your training.
Yeah, you've got to refresh the training, yeah.
Okay. Well,
he's going in a month or so. My mum's going with him for the first time. She's thrilled. Oh, she's going to see some fjords.
Hell yeah. All right. Glad I took us on that tangent.
Great.
Carry on.
He really likes the Edvard Munch.
So a lot of people say this is like Starship Troopers, and I looked at the... I haven't seen that either. Okay, but I've seen some gameplay of this, and I'm like, yeah, it does look kind of like Starship Troopers. You're on shooting bugs. Yeah. But it's so... Like, now that I've played it, it's so much deeper than that. It really feels like a Starship Troopers game.
Now
like
you enjoy this game.
What do you mean?
You avoided putting this game on.
I didn't avoid it, but last week I had a choice and I didn't pick it.
You had many weeks to make this choice.
Yes.
At least 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's been out since March 8th.
February 8th.
So. I at no point figured out why we were shooting the bugs.
Yeah, it is really unclear. Why are we shooting the bugs?
Isn't there a substance that they have in them that is important that they use?
Do you want to explain the game to me?
I mean, they killed me a bunch of times.
Basically.
So I get that.
You're like a super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You get dropped in like a little squad of four onto a planet that you're trying to like settle. And then you get dropped in a hell pod and you're a hell diver and you just have to like do a mission, which is like you kill all the bugs or you upload this thing to this thing and then it goes, but you can like shoot yourself and then you can also call down like weapons from the fucking...
You can shoot yourself?
No, to shoot.
Oh, right.
Comma,
I was
yourself.
Like, how would that help? You can shoot yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
You can shoot yourself at any time.
If you had a sentry, you can shoot yourself.
And that's good satire as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you can call in things from the ships above. So you can like call in, you can basically call in drone strikes and stuff.
And that I thought was really cool. They call them stratagem.
Fun!
And it's kind of a cool mechanic. But it's where you call in a stratagem, you have to hold a button and then you type in like a code of like with directional buttons.
With a WASD.
With a WASD if you're on PC.
Oh yeah, wow.
So you might be like, oh, to call in an orbital strike, it might be like left, up or something. Yeah. And so you have to like type that in.
There's a lot of mini games within the game.
Yeah, yeah. And I figured out that I'm quite bad at doing that.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Really. I thought it would be very, very easy. What?
I suspect.
I'm good at shooting the bugs. Give me bugs to shoot. I'll shoot the bugs.
You're like at once the personality hire and also detrimental to morale.
That's been true of me actually my entire life. She's fun, but it hurts my feelings.
The first time they dropped me on the planet, I immediately fell into a hole.
Oh,
and
God.
It was like, you've been killed by the environment. And I was like,
Jesus,
I didn't even
Christ.
Get to a bug.
Sounds more like you're
walked into a hole. Like, I just
tripped.
Mm.
That can happen.
I didn't know my abilities, and it turns out didn't have any.
You had the ability to walk into a hole.
Well, I thought maybe I could climb down the hole. But apparently, I've only got falling abilities.
That's a fair mistake.
Mm.
That's such an undignified way to go.
Just immediately landed on a planet, fell in a hole.
Christ. I saw a video like that on TikTok today.
What?
It was an elderly woman getting on a boat, but there was a gap, and she just was doing little steps, and she just walked. She just.
Was she?
And everyone was like. Aah!
Was she fully submerged?
Yeah.
Was she all right?
I'm sure they wouldn't have uploaded it if she was.
I don't think that's true. And then immediately
everyone jumped in. There's nothing bad would have happened
was
to
like
her.
Like Kelsey Grammer.
But she literally was just like.
She might have broken a rib.
Like, oh my gosh. Right.
Like Kelsey Grammer off the stage.
I saw that, Naomi. It looked brutal.
There are no death videos on the internet.
No, there
definitely
are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Not of a little old lady. It was just funny.
Skill issue. You don't know where to look. But.
Speaking of funny, I thought this had a great sense of humor.
It's goofy as fuck.
Yeah, in that very Starship Troopers. Like it feels like very much heavily inspired by Starship Troopers. The whole. Yeah.
It's fascism, the simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's for democracy and for freedom. Except I put mine on French because I'm trying to learn French again.
Oh, that's fun.
So they're always like pour la démocratie. Je demande les en soutien.
That's great.
Liberté, fraternité.
Truly.
What's the third one?
Or more. Liberté, fraternité. Or...
Égalité.
Oh, égalité.
Yeah.
Les misérables.
I dream. No.
The big ship was called the
SS Keeper of Independence.
Patriotic or something. Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because you were playing mine, right?
And yeah,
I think I named it the Purveyor of Patriotism.
Oh, right. That was you.
You have some options to choose from.
Oh, okay, right.
And those sorts of words. And so I called it the Purveyor of Patriotism.
Mm.
That's nice.
That was the vibe.
Pretty much the vibe of the whole thing. Yeah.
I wasn't sure where we were supposed to be patriotic to, but we were being patriotic.
To Super Earth, Grace.
Ah.
Yes. La Super Terre, as they call it in French Helldivers.
The fact that I fell into a hole and mine was in English.
I also
the ground is
what Stardew
is
Valley
the same
in
language
French.
For everyone, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I only know this because I've been playing it with mates, like playing this game with mates.
French
and I put
mates?
It on French. No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, I just put like the spoken language.
Scout would never have a French friend.
No, disgusting. Yeah, I saw a great take the other day because France just enshrined abortion as a right in their constitution, and someone was like, love this for two reasons. One, woman's right to choose. Two, decreases the French population.
Oh my God.
And I was like, nice. That's nuanced.
Swan Arlord.
He is Swan Arlord? Very handsome.
He's in Anatomy
He's
of
the
a Fall.
Hot lawyer from Anatomy.
Oh, and I was watching it and I was like, I didn't know that anyone else... I didn't know anything about the movie, and I watched it, and I'm like, it's really hard for me to concentrate when this one man is on
the
screen.
Really hard.
I don't even like men that much. I was like, he's very beautiful. Yeah. And then I found out literally everyone on Earth agreed.
You were like, this
and
is just me, and I have like really elevated
like
taste, and like no one else would really get it. And it's like the whole world is like,
when people
everyone's like
fuck! They post a picture of a conventionally attractive woman, and they're like, hear me out. And it's like, yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Everyone's on
I
board.
Hate it.
Okay, but this is just a random guy.
He, well, he's
no
like
one
a
agrees on like
famous
a guy.
French actor.
Yeah, but it's most men I see in movies.
Exclusively referred to as the hot lawyer from Anatomy of a Fall.
I know, Grace, but there's so many hot men in movies and I'd never give a shit about
any of them. Yeah, they have to be friends.
Because I've not seen him at all, does he kind of look a bit freaky?
He's like...
Yeah, he looks both old and young.
He's like Elvin.
And like a mouse.
Oh, okay. Because I feel
people said he looks like a twink and a dilf at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. The duality of man.
You should see Anatomy of a Fall. It's really good.
And he's got like prematurely grey hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love.
But it's thick.
Oh, love.
The way he smiles.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
No. Right? Can we talk about this?
This is the guy.
You gotta see
Scout
him in motion.
Disagrees.
He looks awful.
No, you gotta see him.
Scout, can I see?
Well, that's his Wikipedia page. Well, don't zoom in like that. Wait, let me find a hot TikTok edit.
But that, yeah, don't understand.
That's not fair. You can't find an... Because I could do that to any Formula One driver, even though they all look a bit fucked.
They keep turning up for me. I keep getting hot edits of Formula One drivers that I don't know.
Nice.
And I'm like, why is this happening?
I said Swan Arlord, and I said that at the start. If you weren't listening, it's because you hate women.
If you're done talking about boys,
enough of this boy chat.
I love boys.
Evan's our
boys. We're boy crazy here at Gamey Game.
Evan's our Year 9 English teacher.
All right, ladies. Enough about talking about men like a piece of meat. I'm sick of it. Goes both ways, you know.
So Helldivers 2 is a co-op game.
Now Kristen Stewart.
I can't wait for that film.
I saw it last week. It's so good.
Oh,
so
good.
Hot. So hot. Shit.
Right?
It's a co-op game.
It's a squad shooter, right? So you've got...
Hornier than usual on the Gamey Game
panel. I'm with you.
Over here we are.
What?
Not horny right now.
Well, I'm sorry. Who do you want to have sex with?
Don't worry about it.
This is an equal opportunity panel. Who do you think is hot? Let's get into
God.
It.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No. Is that you? Do you think Kate McCucci's hot?
I don't know who that is.
Never mind. I'm thinking of someone else. I'm thinking of another nerd I know.
That's Kate what I mean. McCucci. They're so interchangeable.
McCucci?
McCucci.
From...
Her name is McCucci?
The musical duo.
She's a comedian, so it's fine.
Okay.
Mm. Go.
It's a squad-based shooter, so it's you were saying it's good to play with friends.
Yes, I would never just like go into a lobby and play this by myself.
Right, that's what I was doing.
Yes.
Really? Are you serious?
I feel like I can.
That's
really
how he plays every multiplayer game.
How are you communicating? Through the text chat?
Just not communicating.
Wait, was
You're
I
not communicating?
Not at all.
Does that mean I was playing with other real people?
What?
Was I playing with other real people?
Yes.
God, they would be so mad at me.
That's why you have to play with
I'm so
friends.
Sorry.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get the full experience. I could definitely take advantage of the AI thing.
No.
If there were people in the chat, they would have been... I fell in a hole. I'm so sorry.
They might not have noticed.
Sorry to my comrades that I let down.
I thought
they were fake.
You know, it's you're colonizing anyway, so it was really the bravest thing you could have
done. I was falling into a hole as a form of protest.
Protest.
That's where they get the word Protestant from. Protest.
That's my vibe.
I can imagine this would be a lot of fun to play with friends.
It's way better. It's good pivot. Thank you for getting us on track. I really appreciate it.
And in French.
It's merci. No, it's way better to play with mates.
Were you playing on PS5 or PC?
No, I was playing on PC. Because I'm an absolute liability in any kind of like game that requires aim or knowledge of more than like three weapons. And this has a lot of stuff to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really just hucking things at things and hoping that it works. And most of the time I'm being carried by my team. So that's why I couldn't play in a random lobby, because I would feel like a massive liability. And I probably would throw myself in a hole to just be like, sorry guys, I'm actually, you guys are better off without me.
I mostly had just the randos just kind of disconnecting mid-game. I don't know if that was because I was doing badly and they were just bailing.
No, there's been serious disconnection issues and bugs and stuff. Like I drop out all the time.
Yeah, well, I think part of this over a while there.
That's serious.
Shot up.
You know what? I'm serious about this, Naomi. Right now, you need to put your bum away and listen to me. There's been bugs in this game. It's disconnecting. It's not okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's not okay right now. I'm not okay about it.
This game exploded in popularity, and that caused server problems. Like, it was just more popular than they thought it was going to be.
I hate it when that happens.
I think that's leveled out a bit, but they're doing a lot of tweaking at the moment, which I think is bothering people a bit because it's changing up the game a bit. But
I figured out how to prostrate myself in front of the bugs, and let me tell you, they have no mercy.
How to what?
Did you just dive?
You dove in the bugs?
Oh. Is that your fight, flight, or flee response?
Just lay down flat.
You just fawn? Fucking hell, man.
Oh, I was like, maybe they'll be interested in having a, you know.
What's the basilisk thing? The Grimes thing?
Oh, yeah, I tried to be on the...
Rococo basilisk. You're doing that.
I tried to be on the side of the bugs.
If I'm just nice enough, they might not hurt me.
Well, they're indigenous to the planet. I feel like I'm the only one doing the right thing here.
Did we learn? They're animals. This game sounds great.
Yeah? You on board?
I don't care.
You're not interested at all?
You know what happened is I only realised today that this is the game. I realised it at about 6 p.m.
Okay. It's too late to play.
We did send you an email earlier in the week. But
I know. Okay. I'm taking full responsibility for this. And then I had to immediately apologise to my boyfriend because he's like, I wish you were doing that game on the show because then we could download it and play it. And then at 6 p.m. tonight, I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't say it like that. I don't talk to my boyfriend.
Why not?
In a baby accent.
You should try it.
Because he will not stop touching me. Sorry. I'm so sorry. That's not true. I love satire.
Yep.
I love just political satire.
Yes. I am maybe not invested in the shooting game universe enough to realize that it was satire. Because I was like, this is how they all look to me. It's a lot of American
voices.
Did
you play through the tutorial or you just sort of jumped in the game?
I think I jumped in.
Right. The tutorial is very much like, you're the greatest athlete I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're a super soldier.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it has lines like, rain down freedom from above.
It's very,
sort of right, yeah. Okay,
like,
yes.
Oh, I see what they're doing.
You are just ordering drone strikes on civilians.
There was a lot of fist bumping and being like, patriotism, freedom.
Absolutely, they have their little salute, which is cool.
Yep. Is it?
Not reminiscent of anything else. You can do it.
Do you ever, it's like, you're doing it though, and you're like, wee.
What?
Yeah.
But they're criticizing the thing. Doing the thing. But
this is the thing, how much satire can it be?
But you can just kill them bugs. Like,
Do you hear it?
So it's... It's goofy, like that's the satirical element of it, but there's no actual, like, it's not actually interrogating anything. You are basically just killing bugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And robots.
Right.
Also.
I think that I wish I'd found it.
This is like Zone of Interest comedy version.
Ooh.
What's Zone of Interest?
It's the Holocaust film.
Oh. With really Sandra good. Hooler in it.
Highly recommend.
Kraken film.
But that is all I'm hearing right now.
I went and watched it with my mum, and my mum is a real... Jesus Christ, Grace. Fuck off. She narrates the films as they're going. Ah. And so she just leant over at one point. She was like, and that man's Jewish. And then there was another one. She was like, so they're in Auschwitz Museum right now. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm watching the exact same thing.
I think anyone could discern that.
It was awesome. She was just like, oh, wow, they're in Auschwitz.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
It's like, yeah, they're completely dehumanized. Yeah. They called them bugs.
We remember. Yeah. Mm.
Full circle.
See,
yeah,
you see?
Right.
You see?
I see.
Yeah.
But the actual, like, shooting the bugs and stuff, it's really, really satisfying. The way, like, all the mechanics are great.
It says here, this game has an all-powerful game master named Joel puppeteering the various factions. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so apparently there's one
Who's
guy.
Joel?
I think he's just like the guy that kind of is setting the missions and that sort of thing.
Okay. How meaningful is it that like a planet gets liberated? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure about the whole...
What?
It's great for them. They love it. They finally get democracy.
And schools and democracy.
And they become civilized.
Managed you know, democracy. The Romans invented running water. And
managed democracy.
I think they did.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they did.
Pretty sure the Turkish also.
But they did a bunch of bad shit as well.
Anyway.
I love democracy.
Resetting by ourselves.
Yeah.
Love democracy.
I like this game more than I thought I would like it. I didn't expect it to have the sense of humor that it has, but I think the game mechanics are great. I think the base gameplay is really fun. Shooting bugs is a lot of fun. The stuff like the sound design, the music is great. Like it all just really sets the world really well.
I think the graphics are nice too.
I couldn't figure out how to turn the sound off.
You couldn't figure out how to turn the sound on?
No.
That's probably more to do with my office than the game itself.
Yeah.
You also have a lot of cardboard boxes just on the floor next to your desk.
I'm sorry, I get a lot of deliveries. What do you expect me to do?
Put the boxes in the recycling.
It's downstairs is the recycling.
At least you have recycling. Someone's
If only you'd gone downstairs at some point.
I like that there's friendly fire in the game.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Friendly fire is an unfortunate certainty of war, says the...
Name one example. I'm sorry. There's just two on the nose!
Two on the nose?
What are they?
But it knows that it's on the nose.
Right? I know!
There should be more parodies of American military video games where you can be a conscientious objector, because I think I would thrive.
I mean,
and you clearly have been.
Conscientiously objecting.
At least twice.
It's the Helldivers equivalent of shooting yourself in the foot and dodging the draft. You put yourself in
She also
hole.
Laid on the ground and rolled over so they could so they could all feast on her belly.
Grace is just waiting for a conscientious objector mod for every single shooter game. Just
pretty
like
much
I've logged
game.
In and I just want people to know I'm not okay with it.
Pretty much every shooting game I've ever had to play for this show, I'm conscientiously objecting. It's less conscientious and more accidental, but that's what I'm doing. You guys remember that guy who like refused to shoot anyone, but he still went to Vietnam?
What?
And he like
no.
He was like
wow. grabbed.
He was like running. He was dragging bodies over stuff. Hacksaw
really?
Ridge. You see
oh,
that movie?
God.
Wow.
No.
Do you think he still got paid?
Oh, the one melted.
Do you think he's
me.
Still good? Yeah, that's what we're all thinking about those guys who went off to Vietnam. Wow, what do you reckon the pay rates were like?
Were they getting paid at all?
Oh yeah, they got money.
They got paid.
Oh okay.
I assume you get paid to be you in,
do
the,
get paid
army,
to be in
right?
the army,
you
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get
five shillings or whatever they did. At
they
that
also
time.
Paid
unfortunately,
for my braces,
I do know so. Someone who
went
was
to
in
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
No, well, I did know someone who went to Vietnam, but I also know someone who was in the army at the time, but. I wish they got to go to Vietnam because you got paid more money.
Bad. Oh. That's bad.
And I went, huh?
That's a crazy gamble to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Someone needs to play him. I was only 19 over and over and over again.
Yeah, that was actually a very favorite song of the other person I knew.
Yeah, I bet.
Vietnam, and they did play it at his funeral.
Yeah, you would.
Due to the Agent Orange. Anyway, I love satire. I love this as much as my war veteran stepfather loved the movie. What was the one where Robert Downey Jr. did blackface?
Iron Man. Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, he did not find that funny.
No.
Because he was really anti-racist.
Oh, that's good news. That's
no, great. Just kidding.
Oh.
He was just like, you shouldn't joke about war.
Oh,
yeah. Oh right.
Covered a lot of ground there.
Would not have enjoyed my stand-up.
As did Dick Cheney. Right?
Cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of, who's that guy who died?
Oh.
Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
Right? He covered a lot of ground.
He did. He kind of shrunk in his old age.
Very pleased to have
when
him
when he was 101.
He just sort of, compressed into a little nugget.
I think that happens to everyone. It's just most people don't make it to 101.
Yeah.
101's nuts.
Too old.
That's
I was actually,
so old.
I was in the hospital yesterday and there was a very old lady in the bed next to me on the ward and she was furious at the nurses for trying to keep her alive because she was like, I'm fucking 90, let me die.
Oh,
and I was like,
word.
You know what? That sounds reasonable. Leave her alone, I have to say. She was like, you've cut off my breasts. I've had cancer 3 times. I'm like, yeah, leave her alone. Maybe with the morphine. anyway.
Leave her alone, maybe with them all.
She was really mad about still being alive, is what I'm saying.
That's right.
And she was only 90, so.
Fair enough.
Well, did you kill her?
No.
Well,
you can't got
then,
before
then what are
chance.
You complaining
You're
about?
You're part of the problem.
Be the change. Be a conscientious objector to
I was very busy crying due to my medical PTSD.
For those who can't see in high definition, Grace has a medical PTSD beaded bracelet.
Yeah.
Did you custom make
that? Is that from the Taylor Swift concert?
No.
I loved her medical PTSD era.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has a song called Medical PTSD. No, this is a very funny bit because my appendix was bursting in, I want to say, 2022?
I don't know the year.
21?
Sorry, Grace.
At some point.
2021.
We had just come out of the final lockdown.
I am.
And I am in pain all the time. So I didn't notice that I was dying. I was like, I guess this is something I have to endure. And then I was lying face down on the concrete and my flatmate's dog
You're
was
always
like,
doing that.
Yeah. My flatmate, it was cold on my tummy. And my flatmate's dog was like, this cannot be the solution. So I called my mom and my mom was like, call an ambulance. And then I called an ambulance and they were like, we're not gonna get to you in time. So I called my friend Erin. And she came to get me.
Shout out.
In her fucking Prado. And she drove me to the hospital. Unfortunately,
I feel
on
like
that.
We're not getting enough details.
Particularly.
On that. What was the dog doing?
Would you say that it was like a mutt or like a purebred dog?
Well, she's a border collie. She was on the show last time
Winnie.
I was here. Winnie,
We've
you've
met
seen
Winnie.
Her,
there
you've
go.
Heard her.
She started
I've met Winnie.
Sheepdogging my dog.
Yeah, it was a...
She was hurt.
What we discovered last time I was here is three dogs is too many for a video game show.
Yeah.
So Erin came to get me. Unfortunately, on that evening, Pakistan had just beat India in the cricket, which was exciting.
Which is always bad news.
It was exciting for Pakistan, but it meant that everyone was in the streets and they kept stopping their cars and getting out and waving flags. And Erin couldn't beep the horn because it sounded like she was invested
on
in the... Yes.
Yeah. I hate it when
it sounded like it was...
Team India!
She was involved in the frivolity.
Beeping the horn but being like, not why you think. Not why you think.
The problem with the horn is it doesn't have tone indicators.
Mm.
There's no fun horn and or... There needs to be a horn that's like... My friend is in the car and she's dying.
Yeah.
And she's not an ambulance.
There needs to be a more modest, like a clown horn.
Yes,
like a...
yes. And then maybe like a yay Pakistan horn. Look, we could get into it. But
Absolutely.
She, you know, drove me to the hospital. I was fully dying. And she was trying to explain to them that I was screaming because my appendix was bursting.
Oh, my God, I forgot why story was
She was trying to explain to the doctors that I was screaming because my appendix was bursting, but I was also screaming because I have medical PTSD and the hospital is the worst place in the world for me. And she wasn't really getting that across due to the nature of the situation. So as a bit, after I didn't die, thanks Erin,
nice
she ordered me this bracelet from an Etsy seller that says medical PTSD with a heart in the middle of the two words, like a space. And everybody who sees it thinks that they are very critical of it, actually. They're like, doctors aren't gonna look at that. And I'm like, yeah, but like...
Yeah, absolutely not.
It can sort of,
I mean,
add context to a screaming woman.
They're not gonna look at it in the same way that you would look at a medical bracelet.
No.
But it can't hurt.
That's what I mean. It's good to have something written down.
I would probably put a sticker on my arm or something.
Or a tattoo.
Yeah, but then I put it on every day. PTSD. I can't get medical PTSD tattooed on me.
You that just have
I'll never recover.
Have a Sharpie on you so you can just do it whenever.
Yeah, that's true.
Just write it on there every day.
Anyway, I thought it was a funny bracelet to have.
I think it's delightful.
My other bracelet says the name of my dead dog. So
Jesus.
Get over
I've
it.
I've got a very specific kind of jewellery.
It sounds like you've had a tough life, Grace.
Oh, she's fine.
Okay.
She's just a little silly.
She just likes to lay face down on the ground.
The way I was so willing to just think it'd pass, yeah. I was like, I guess this is how I live. Mm. No, the ambulance guy was very upset that he wasn't going to save me because he thought I was a goner for sure.
You are a woman.
Bad situation with 000 at the moment, right?
It's not. I think it's better now.
Really?
At the time, it was very COVID heavy.
Right. I think it's still fairly bad. Like,
well,
response times.
There was a man masturbating outside my house last year.
Grace, it's too much now. You can't just start describing sexual assaults.
Well, I called 000 and they didn't come. And then it started raining.
Did he come?
Well, it started raining and he left.
Oh.
Which, if I had known that, I would have thrown a bucket of water over him like he was the Wicked Witch of the West. But
so
I didn't think of that the second time. So.
Helldivers 2.
Yes.
How fun.
It looks fun.
It does look fun, doesn't it?
I kind of feel bad that I didn't play it beforehand.
Right. Because of the show?
Did you say your boyfriend wanted to play with you?
Yeah.
Right.
Give it a... It's goofy fun.
It does
give
it a go.
I think just wanted to get it for free.
It costs $60. Oh. That seems like a lot.
You know what?
It is a lot.
I was going to say it is not a lot compared to most AAA games these days.
Really?
But I guess it's not considered a AAA game. It's not a AAA game. Well...
Okay, so what the fuck are you saying?
I guess...
I guess what I'm saying...
Pokemon games cost like $90.
But yeah, I mean, you could easily pay over $100 for a game these days.
I couldn't.
No, I couldn't either.
Maybe you could.
My PayPal link is in my bio though, so.
Is it crazy that I was surprised that it wasn't free? Because I thought it was going to be like a Fortnite thing or an Overwatch thing, and it's like you pay for perks.
You know, it certainly could, like obviously they could have gone that way, and that can be a really lucrative way to go, and arguably they could have made a lot more money if they did go that way in hindsight. Because of how popular it is. But I actually found it really, really refreshing to open up this game. Because I am used to playing like Call of Duty or those sort of games. And, looking at things like Fortnite and stuff. And there's so much bullshit in those games.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you boot
them
up.
It's a store with a game
like,
attached to
bam, 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 fucking loot boxes. And like there's this new thing happening. And like look at these new skins. And Ariana Grande's in it for some reason or whatever. And
she's in everything.
She's in everything. It's because she's so small she can fit.
Yeah.
What's my excuse? Right? We're the same height.
You're Ariana Grande sized for sure.
I was just saying that I found it quite refreshing to just pay $60 for a game.
And then it's done.
And it's not selling you anything.
The only thing that you can do is like earn points for the thing. You can buy extra stuff in it, but it's not I don't know why I keep bringing the gun out, but like, it's not like Battle Pass.
Yes.
Battle Pass tonight, Queen.
Yeah.
Battle Pass.
But there is a Battle Pass, right?
There is a Battle Pass.
But it's not.
It's chiller.
It's avoidable.
Yeah.
It's not punching you in the face with it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a gentle Battle Pass.
Yeah, which is fine. It's like if you want it, sure. But the Call of Duty stuff and obviously like the free to play games. Obviously, the whole business model is that they're trying to push this stuff all the time.
Like Candy Crush.
You are right.
Yes.
I hate in-app purchases so
It's
much.
The worst. It sucks so much. So it was nice to see a game like this that is... No, I don't think an unreasonable price.
Spend $60 on in-game purchases? No. Ultimately, I have the game because my friend Shahan paid for it for me.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Shahan.
Yeah, shout out to Shahan.
Love you, bro.
I think Beck would have reimbursed you for it.
I didn't know I was coming on this panel.
Oh.
You already had it.
Oh, you're like a proper gamer. You're just
Yeah, man, I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
Scout knows WASD.
I know my WASD from my up down
arrows.
Sideways.
All Grace knows is ASD.
Yeah.
A supportive dad.
I have both autism spectrum disorder and a supportive dad.
That was the joke.
You don't always get both.
Anyway, so.
I'm mostly here for the anecdotes.
Your own?
I'm here for searing game criticism.
Grace is just here to talk about her most traumatic experiences in the past week.
Anyway, Helldivers 2 is available now on Steam and PS5. We have to thank our top patrons.
We do?
Oh, yeah. Blake Hannikin, Brandon Wozni, Brandon Gordon, Cameron Fullwood, Chris Potts.
No, yes.
Oh, that was very quiet.
what?
David Bourne, we have a running joke where Christian Sanchez is said by someone who isn't me. It used to be Ben.
She's edging him or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, God.
Not edging him, no.
Ben used to do like this real big bellowing voice. It's like the one thing I can't do.
She's gone reverse.
David Bourne, David Holland, Death Wombat, Decay, Dummy Thick Dave, Hannah Green, Jack Sanguinetti, Jim Bates, Jimmy Jojo, Junior Shabadoo, MJ, Nampf, Oscar A, Recon 7474, Rupert the Dog, Suntory Raikkonen, Scott, this season was so great, thanks, McEachin. Aww. This has just turned into a way to get messages to us. Anyway.
For money.
For money. Well, I guess that makes sense. Sean Prague, Siraj, Exed Neil, and Xerxes Goblin King. If you want to hear your name read out on the show, just sign up to the Close Personal Friend Patreon tier. Or if you can't get enough of us and you want some bonus Gamey Gang content, join the Backstage Pass tier. Where for $10 a month, you can submit and vote on questions for our weekly Patreon questions segment. There must be like a dozen of them up there right now that you can go and watch. And they're all very silly and fun, like this show. They're actually more silly because it's usually at the end of the show when we all want to go home and go to bed.
And also it's not live streamed.
And it's not live streamed.
And it's not like posted publicly, so a little bit looser, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
Evan showed his full asshole one time.
That's not true. So we were signing up and then being disappointed.
Also, as I mentioned before, my PayPal link is in my bio, so you can ask me a variety of questions because people are doing that for free anyway. So just don't use the word Randy, if you could.
It's quite an outdated term.
It is, rather. Indicating the age of the men talking to themselves in my DMs.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe they're just doing a character.
You'd hope.
Like
all of them are collectively
but
doing a character.
It's been years.
I think something about you brings out.
Yeah, I'm vulnerable. They.
And whichever
they
Patreon.
Feel like they can. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't dress like a milkmaid if you don't want people
look,
to
I'm
say
doing my
Randy.
Best here. See this fringe? I'm edging it up.
No matter which Patreon tier you're on, you get to join us on Discord and hang out there, and you'll be the first to get new episodes as soon as they're uploaded on the Discord. There's also a $25 tier where you get a mug, not one of these, but a gaming game mug.
What are these?
And we'll ship it to you anywhere in the world. Sign up at patreon.com.
Except
gaming
Hong game. Kong.
We can ship it to Hong Kong.
Because we're racist. Wait, what country is it? Abu Dhabi?
I think.
Where did you say you couldn't mail it?
I can't remember.
UAE?
There was one.
I thought it was Hong Kong.
No, it wasn't Hong Kong. No, it was somewhere where they literally don't have addresses.
Huh? What? Was it a Gulf country?
I can't remember.
They don't have addresses?
Yeah.
I thought it was Hong Kong.
Like Mongolia?
I don't think it was Mongolia, no.
I don't think it was Mongolia. Mean to a variety of nations that do have addresses.
It wasn't North Korea. It might have been Qatar. I think it could have been Qatar.
Qatar.
Tasmania.
Qatar.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Classic.
Anyway, we try our best, but we need to be able to, our courier needs to be able to ship it to, they need to be able to find you.
Apologies to Hong Kong.
Thanks a lot to...
What a beautiful place. I've been there.
Thanks to all the patrons who support the show because
it
helps keep the show going. Scout, you got anything you want to plug? What are you doing, comedy festival?
I'm not doing comedy festival.
You're not doing comedy festival.
But if you're a fan of Formula One...
Oh my God.
Who isn't?
If you're a fan of Formula One, I'm doing a Formula One lineup show at Comedy Republic next Saturday night at 8 or something. It's going to be fun. And it's nice.
I'm not booked on that, am I?
No.
Okay.
Grace was not booked for the Formula One material.
I was booked on something and I can't remember what
no,
it was.
No,
it was
that the speed dating thing and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everyone fell in love.
I'm so sexless. I have a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and the Sydney Comedy Festival and the Brisbane Comedy Festival. It's called Oh the Horrors. I'm also doing my last year's show, This is the Last Goldfish That I'm Going to Eat For You, on the 4th of May in Toowoomba, my hometown. So that'll be interesting. It's fairly Toowoomba heavy.
What's
content
the venue
wise.
In Toowoomba?
It's the Empire Theatre.
Ooh!
Which I spent a lot of my adolescence hanging out the front of. I had my first kiss right out the front of that theater.
Nice.
Where they used to sell Weiss bars in the 60s. So a lot of history, a lot of memes. I had
How
my formal photos taken in that building. I'm
maybe,
a vampire.
Maybe men should be calling you, should be saying Rain.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of...
Are you a ghost?
Period accurate.
I am I'm technically Gen Z, but no one can tell. Oh the Horrors, buy a ticket. I'm coming to Edinburgh. I'm moving to the UK. So follow me at Grace Jarvis.
She's out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
A complete...
And catch her in Australia while you're still in the country.
While I'm still here, maybe. I'll be back next year, but...
Do you have something else, Kat?
I'm sorry, I completely forgot. I'm doing shows in Sydney and Brisbane.
Oh, fun. When?
May.
It's always it's May.
It's always May.
It's... Oh, okay.
All right, yep, that's me. Thank you.
Cool. Naomi, any progress?
No. This is so me, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She's got one thing in the pipeline. She keeps teasing it, I don't know what it is.
Nothing.
I don't even know when I know you off the show.
I could just tell you.
Is it a writing thing or a performing thing?
Neither.
What?
Right.
Whoa.
It's adjacent. She's getting really nothing. No, because now it's too much.
She's getting a forklift license.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter because I am looking for a job at the moment, so they are on private. So you're going to have to follow me if you want to see what I'm saying. And I'm saying some crazy stuff, a lot of slurs. Hit that follow button.
Nice. Okay.
Are you working on anything?
I have more things in the pipeline. It's just a very long pipeline, okay?
All right.
My tweets are mostly...
You would not believe the American film and television industry is going to send... I'm gonna walk into a hole.
Sounds unsurprising.
I know, slow people process. Say that, but I thought it wouldn't apply to me.
This industry is...
You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought that I could just...
You thought you'd be like right up in there.
I feel like I thought it wasn't that hard. It didn't take that long to get a TV show. That was my previous experience. But now it turns out there's all these extra steps.
Mm. Yeah.
But I found some stuff to do in the meantime.
Legal.
And it is not, as someone said last week, I was not hinting that I was getting a haircut, okay?
But she did, and doesn't she look beautiful?
Shout out in the chat if I look beautiful.
If you enjoy the show, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and you can follow us on our Twitch channel. And you can subscribe to our Twitch channel and watch VODs and all that sort of stuff. All the fun stuff. You can also podcast the show. We're on all the different podcast apps.
If you hate to look at us.
If you hate to look at us. If you can't stand the sight of us.
Can't be true.
It can't be true?
Mm-mm.
No, I think it's a pretty good looking show generally.
I meant the people.
And that, I was going to say that.
You seen this fringe?
Bridget Bardot over here.
Also, this is our last episode of the season because comedy festivals are, it's getting all ramped up into that sort of a thing.
We're all going to be very busy.
We're all going to be very busy.
Yeah. I'm not doing anything. No. But then I have too many friends and I end up being busy because I have to see all the fucking shows.
Yeah, there's so many shows to see.
And also, if you're not doing anything, then you have to see everyone's shows. You know what I mean?
Otherwise, yeah, you've got no excuse.
You're just a dick.
It's an obligation.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll catch you in a little while. We'll just take a bit of a break. We'll be back after Comedy Festival sometime. Follow us on socials and stuff to keep track of when the show's going to come back.
If the thing I was talking about isn't up yet, then I give you permission to shoot me in the face with a gun.
That I'm looking forward to this.
Great. dig.
I'll even bark beforehand so you'll enjoy it more.
Jesus Christ.
I'll dig a big hole that she can walk into so there are options.
Yep. Cool. All right. Bye.